Misha tzarech lo beged b'moed, someone who needs a piece of clothing for yantif or chol ha'moed. Im ha'yehed yo v'eino mayer b'osam halacha, ha'yitz oso sekedarko. If he's a person who's not really an expert at sewing, so then he could sew in his normal fashion, because that's a ma'isa hedyo. V'im ha'ya'uman, but if someone who's a professional when it comes to sewing, Hareza osa osa maisa edyo. Then he has to do it in a maisa edyo fashion. The hainu shiasa tfiros rechavos utfir achasamalav achasamata kishine akelev. So basically, what it means is that the malacha of sewing could be a maisa edyo or a maisa uman, depending on how you are able to do it. And if you are an uman when it comes to sewing, then you need to do a shinui to do the stitches in a different fashion. The Rama adds, Zechol adam yachmer alatzo litfor b'shinui zeh. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Rama points out that first of all, since it's unclear whether it's hard for a person to know whether he's an uman or not, everyone should be machmir to use a shinoi when it comes to sewing. And also, when we say that you need a shinoi, it needs to be shinoi in the totsa'a, that the outcome has to be different, the stitching has to be different. It can't just be that you use a different hand or something like that. In order to do it, that's not considered to be a shinui hanikar, and that is what is required is a shinui hanikar. So when it comes to sewing, the way that the Chol Hamoed book says it is that when sewing is done by a person who's not really an expert, so then it's ma'isa hedyo, and therefore he's allowed to sew a torn suit, tzorcha moed. And when something like this is done by a tailor, which would be a ma'isa uman, then that would not be allowed. He would need to do a shinui, which means he must use long stitches and must also make one stitch high and the other low in a zigzag pattern. And by doing a shinui, that makes it into a ma'isa hedyo. But again, holding the needle in an unconventional manner would not be considered to be a valid shinoi. The Chol Hamoed book says that the average woman who is adept at sewing, she's considered to be an uman. Therefore, she needs to do it with a shinoi. But since a standard shinoi cannot be employed when sewing a button onto a garment, many suggest that you need to do an alternate method when it comes to sewing a garment, a button, that the button should be sewn on loosely, or should be sewn on with the thread passing through only two of the button's four holes. That according to some authorities, one should not sew buttons during Chol Hamoed, even if this method is used, except in cases of great necessity, if you mamish have no other clothes or anything like that. But that is something that comes up. So if your button falls off, you can't just sew it on in the normal fashion. You need to sew it on loosely or only through two of the holes. What about using a sewing machine? So when it comes to using a sewing machine, the poskim discuss if that would now be considered to be ma'isa uma because it's done in an expert fashion or not. So if this in Korelit says you're not allowed to use a sewing machine because the totsah is a ma'isa uman, so therefore it's not okay. Well, as others disagree and say, no, you barely have to do anything. You just push the thing through, and that already makes it into a good sew. So that's considered to be a ma'isa hedyot. So once you consult the poskim, if this ever comes up.